Chapter 3. Ingolstadt University. It was a long and tiring journey to Ingolstadt, and when I arrived, I felt a little alone and nervous. When I met some of the professors who were going to teach me, I quickly realized how little I knew. But I was excited by how much I would surely learn. In the first few weeks, I found one professor much more interesting than the others. His name was Professor Waldmann, and he was a short man of about 50 years of age. I was amazed by the things he described. He explained how blood moves around the human body, and how the air we breathe keeps us alive. He told us about new and exciting discoveries, and the many wonders of modern science. Then he showed us special machines and other scientific objects in his interesting laboratory. As I listened to this scientist, I became more and more sure that I wanted to create new things. I wanted to be famous, and I would show the whole world the secrets of creation. From that day forward, I thought only about science. I went to every class, and I spent my days studying books and working in the laboratory. Then I made my own laboratory in my apartment, so that I could study and do my own experiments at any time, day or night. 2 full years passed in this way. My studies took all of my time, and I did not once return home to visit my family. Of course, because of these many hours of study, I learned a huge amount, and the professors were very pleased with my work. There was now one area of science that really interested me: the human body, or any animal that had life. I had a lot of questions I wanted to answer. What does it mean to be alive? Where does life come from? And could man ever create life through science? Could electricity help to create life? But to study life fully, a scientist must also study and understand death. So I began to carefully study dead human bodies. I worked alone, and often all night. I learned about all the different body parts, but I also watched how bodies slowly change after death. The more I saw, the more I became interested in the moment when life appears and the moment when it leaves. And then, one day, something amazing happened. Little by little, I had become the first person to really understand the creation of life. I can see by the way you are looking at me, my friend, that you want me to tell you the secret of life, but I cannot tell you. Listen carefully to the rest of my story, and then you will understand why it must always be secret. It is dangerous to know too much. A man who believes that his hometown is the complete world is a happy man. He is happier than a man who is always trying to become greater than he should be. And now I shall return to my story. When I made the discovery, I immediately realized the importance of the power I held in my hands. I thought for a long time before I did anything with that information. I knew how to give life, but to what was I going to give that life? I thought about using something small, an animal perhaps. But no, I decided that I should be brave and aim to create a man. The work would take a very long time and be very difficult, and I knew I would make mistakes and have many problems. But making a man was now my dream, and I wanted to achieve it. I believed that a small person would be more difficult to make, so I planned to create a huge man, almost 8 feet tall. I spent months finding everything I needed, and then I began my work. I worked late into the night, and by the light of the moon I searched the town for dead bodies to use. I brought the bones and body parts back to the laboratory in my apartment, where I worked on them, often doing experiments all day and night. The summer came and went, but I did not see any of it. The only thing I could think about was finishing this important and difficult job. I became very tired and thin, and I never saw anyone. During all these months, I kept my horrible creation secret. Sometimes, what I saw in front of me made me nervous about what I was doing, but I knew that I had the information to create life, and I was excited about that. I had to at least try it.